Welcome to the Triumphal Feast Podcast, a ministry of Elder Bryce Lowrance, speaking to you from Brentwood Hills Primitive Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas.
I'm saying that this should be a joyous time of the year. And I'm saying June should be a joyous time of the year. And March should be a joyous time of the year. I'm saying that we don't need to become legalistic in the facts. That's also what I'm saying. We can say, well, we know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, so we got to stay away from that day. Just because somebody else made a mistake, do we stop celebrating the birth of Christ? No.
Thank you for joining us on Triumphal Feast once again. Today, we conclude the message, Yes, I Have Lights on My House.
What I would love to see is the joy that's on people's faces this time of year to be happening all of the time. Not just this time of the year. So it's not a question of do we celebrate the birth of Christ. Of course we do. Joyfully. All the time.
So, Bryce, there's some things that go along with that I don't necessarily agree with.
That's fine. I have lights on my house. I have a plastic tree in my house because I'm allergic to the evergreen ones. It's a plastic tree with glass and plastic lights. A little bit of copper running from light to light. Plastic and wooden ornaments. Some of which my children made. And it's pretty to look at. And it doesn't mean anything any more than that. If I were to tell you that there is a biblical spiritual meaning for the lights that are on the tree, I've gone too far. If I were to tell you that the Bible tells us that we ought to have an evergreen tree in our house, I'd tell you I haven't fulfilled that because I can't have one in my house, or else I wouldn't be standing in front of you this morning. I'd be sneezing at home. The Bible doesn't say these things. These are traditions that we have. But are we wrong? We'll get to decorations in a little bit. But what are some of the other traditions that happen when we celebrate the birth of Christ? What's something else that's done this time of year?
Gifts.
Gifts giving. Giving gifts. I love the fact that that's the first one that pops to everybody's mind. Because you didn't say getting gifts. Is giving gifts a sin? If so, the wise men sinned. If so, listen to me carefully on this one. If giving gifts is a sin, your Savior sinned when He gave His life for you, the most precious gift there is. And He then again sinned by giving you eternal life. Giving gifts is not a sin. The joy that you have in giving is that at that moment, you feel like your Savior. Because you are giving something that you have taken time or money or effort and thought, and you're giving that to another individual. The most joyous thing about this should be that spirit of giving. Now, if at this time of year you're worried about what you're going to have under the tree, then we've got a problem. Okay? That's called materialism. And that's the loving of things. And that is a problem. So we have to find that balance. It's all right to receive gifts. It's wonderful to give gifts. But the focus is not just the gift. Because you remember, the angels gave those shepherds a light show to never forget. The largest choir that had ever assembled in the history of man was singing, man, that had to be loud. Everywhere you looked, there was an angel in the sky. But what did Luke record about what the shepherds talked about? The shepherds talked about what the angel had told them concerning Jesus. They don't mention one time. They don't mention one time this host of the armies of heaven coming and singing to them. It's not the show. It's the love behind the gift. That's the key to gift giving. What's something else that occurs this time of year? Sharing with family. Excellent. I knew y'all would come up with these. Fellowship. Is that a sin? If so, the first century church committed it every day. Acts chapter 2 says they met from house to house, worshiping God. Now, the church met from house to house. Who lives in houses? Families. There is absolutely nothing wrong with fellowship. As a matter of fact, if you've listened to me preach at all the past 8 years, you know that my understanding of how we love God is by loving one another, and how we have fellowship with God is by having fellowship with one another. You cannot be a closet Christian. That's an oxymoron. Is that the word I'm looking for? Okay, an opposite. Okay. A Christian devotes his life to the Lord by devoting his life to other people. There's absolutely nothing wrong with fellowship. As a matter of fact, the New Testament writers spend a majority of their time teaching us how to do it. So this time of year and other times of year, we ought to fellowship. So when does it become a problem? When that magical date of December the 25th happens to fall on a Sunday, and everybody decides not to go to church. That's when it's a problem. Because what are we celebrating? Celebrating the birth of Christ. Where is he on Sunday? He's at church. Because he's come a-courting his bride that day. We need to get to church. The only time that fellowship with family is become something wrong is when it pulls you away from the worship of the Lord. Some of you are going to go visit family. My family's here in this area, so I don't have to leave. But I know that the Lindsay's, for instance, where y'all are going, there's 9, 10, 14 churches up there for y'all to go to, and I know you'll be in one. That kind of fellowship, that's okay. But if we have a Christmas party on Saturday night with our family and everybody's too tired to go to church on Sunday morning, there's the problem, right? Because the focus is not just the fellowship of our loved ones. It's the fellowship of our loved ones in Christ. Doing it as a devotion to Him. What's something else that occurs this time of year? I had 4 things on my list.
A lot of eating.
Oh, yeah, that one's the one that goes along with the fellowship time. Eating is not a sin. Gluttony is. Okay, don't eat too much. Jim and I, we need to watch one another, okay? I got you. Decorations. Do you know there is a commandment that says, thou shalt not steal? You know that one, right? You know what that assumes? That God approves of personal property. That we are allowed to own things. There's nothing wrong with owning something. There's nothing wrong with owning something nice. When does it become a sin? When you put it above other things. When you spend more money on that, spend more time on that, worry more about that than you do about the birth of Christ and the love of the brethren. So decorate. I tell you what, if my homeowners association would allow me to leave stuff up all the time, I would. Because I like the looks of it, that, and I don't like the work of taking it down. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Or put it up.
Or put it up. Okay, so do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that this should be a joyous time of the year. And I'm saying June should be a joyous time of the year. And March should be a joyous time of the year. I'm saying that we don't need to become legalistic in the facts. That's also what I'm saying. We could say, well, we know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, so we got to stay away from that day. Just because somebody else made a mistake, do we stop celebrating the birth of Christ? No. Don't become legalistic in your mind. I did that at one time. When I figured out when Christ was born, I backed off away from stuff and I turned into the Pharisee of Pharisees. I mean, I had Paul beat at that point because I knew the facts. And then I stepped back and looked at the whole picture. And the whole picture is Mary saying, oh, that was my other one, singing carols. Anything wrong with singing? Mary sinned, if it is. 100 million angels did it. And Paul instructs us to sing. He instructs it in the Colossian letter. He instructs it in the Ephesian letter. This is a joyful occasion that occurred nearly 2,000 years ago. And so as we go into this time that our country has chosen to use these few weeks for that, let's not try to just think we have to justify in our minds that it's okay to celebrate Christmas, because I'm telling you, it's okay to celebrate the birth of Christ. It's okay. It's a joyful thing. Let's not get concerned in all of those other little details. And let's make sure that we live what many of us have in the past worn on a button. Remember the phrase, the reason for the season? Why do we remember the birth of Christ? Because He's our Savior. And if there's anything that we do this time of year or another time of year that causes us to forget what those angels said, peace on earth, then we've moved our celebration in the wrong direction. Because what were they saying when they said peace on earth? Were they hoping that the Middle East treaty would finally pass? Were they hoping that the latest SALT treaties would finally work, that we'd disarm nuclearly all over the world? No. When they said peace on the earth, peace was a person. They were saying, God is here. The Son of Righteousness has come to earth, and that's the goodwill toward the people of God. Is that what is necessary to reconcile unjust people to a holy God? To bring that peace, took peace Himself coming to this earth. Brethren, that's what we celebrate now. I hope that's what we celebrate in January, February, and March. Know the facts of it. And celebrate it. Enjoy it. Have the spirit of giving all of the time. And if you sing carols, make sure they're factual. Some of them aren't. The blog that I have been trying to write for the past few weeks, we retitled to the phrase, Living in Liberty. Because, brethren, we have been set free from legalism. We have been set free to enjoy our Savior. And I tell you what, if sitting down with your kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews and giving them something is a joyous thing for you, that tells me it's an okay thing to do. Give like your Heavenly Father gave. Good gifts. Precious gifts. Things that last. And a little bit of candy on the side.
Victorious God, what can we pay for favors?
We hope this message has been a blessing to you today. Be sure to bookmark our website at bhpbc.org or subscribe to Triumphal Feasts on iTunes. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you all, is my prayer.